Hi, this is Dave Kale. You know, over the decades that I've been involved in sales, I've worked with tens of thousands of salespeople. And I've noticed a certain negative tendencies, mistakes that salespeople make keep surfacing pretty regularly. So over the next several sessions, I'm going to share with you my top five most common mistakes salespeople make. Here's number one. And these, by the way, these are not necessarily in order of priority. I'd like you to just take a look at each one and see if it applies to you. So mistake number one, and I see this, again, I see this all the time. I call it over-concern with strategy instead of tactics. Now, you gather a group of salespeople together around a coffee maker and listen to the conversation. You know, after the obligatory complaints about all kinds of things, the conversation inevitably drifts to questions of strategy. And again, strategy is a big picture kind of thing. You know, it's the overview. And the question would be, you know, how do I accomplish this in this account? How do I get this account to do this thing? And it's the how-to from a strategic perspective that is, it seems like, the most common conversation. Now, in my seminars, I'll often hold a clinic where salespeople write down any sales-related question, and then they submit it to the group anonymously. So I do this pretty regularly, and you know, over the years, I found that these questions almost always relate to strategic issues. So in one form or another, they ask the same questions. The question is, how do I achieve this, whatever this is, in this account? That's almost always the question in one way or the other. Now, while this thoughtfulness is encouraging, it reveals an erroneous mindset. The belief behind these questions is the mindset. If I can only determine the right sort of sequence of actions on my part, I'll be able to sell this account, or I'll be able to achieve this goal, whatever it is. So that's the belief that gives rise to the question. Now, unfortunately, that's rarely the case. These salespeople, based on their belief, erroneous belief, are looking for a solution in the wrong place. Almost always, the answer to this question is not a more clever strategy, but better execution of the basic tactics. It's sort of like the football team, whose players don't tackle well, who miss the blocks, they throw erratic passes, they fumble frequently. The solution is not a better game plan. The solution is better execution of the basics. Learn to do the basic tactics effectively, and my experience is the strategy will generally take care of itself. So the real problem with this over-concern with strategy is that it seduces the salesperson's energy and it substitutes the pursuit of a better strategy for the real solution. And the real solution is better execution of the basics. Now, when I'm asked these strategy questions, I find myself asking the salesperson to verify the fundamentals. So somebody will come up at a seminar or at a time like that, and they'll give me the strategy question. How do I do this in that account? And my response is, you know, these kinds of things. Have you identified the key decision makers and influencers in the account? Have you created trusting personal relationships with each of them? Have you understood the customer's situation at a deeper level? Have you presented your solution in a way that gives them reason to do business with you? Have you effectively matched your proposal to the intricacies of the customer's needs? You know, those are the questions. Those are fundamental questions. Those questions are true for every account. Have you done the basics? Have you done them well? And this line of inquiry, every time I have this conversation with a salesperson, it almost always reveals a flaw in the tactical execution. It's not the strategy that's the problem, it's the tactics. Focus on doing the basics first, and then the need for a clever strategy diminishes. Now, if you want to, now if you feel like, okay, you know that, you know, I do that sometimes, you know, that's, yep, I'm guilty of that mistake, then here's some thoughts about how you overcome this tendency. Now, clearly, the solution is to focus on improving the basics. What skills are the blocking and tackling of sales? Here's a short list. Things that you need to that you could improve on the tactical list. Number one, gaining access to the right people. Number two, making a positive first impression. Number three, creating rapport and building positive business relationships. Next, asking questions, asking good questions, asking better questions to understand the customer in deeper and more detailed ways. Next, making an articulate presentation, gaining commitment for action, and then following up to assure satisfaction. Now, that's a list of the fundamentals. It doesn't matter what you're selling, it doesn't matter who you're selling it to. These are the fundamentals of business-to-business selling. If you're not doing these things well, if you're not even mindful of them, then the strategy questions are it's useless. So now that you have the list, the question is how do you improve these skills? And you know the same you improve them the same way a football or a basketball player would improve his or her skills. You study the techniques, and then you practice them. And that means that you search for good models of each of these skills. And it could be in books and seminars and audio programs or internet classes or the teaching of a competent manager or sales trainer. Regardless, here's what you do. You regularly expose yourself to the best practices of those who have a record of success. And you gain ideas from them, and then you practice. Now, I've been a Detroit Pistons fan for years. In their bad boy days, they were led by an all-star, Isaiah Thomas. And one year, the Detroit News reported that Isaiah had built a new home. And in it, he had a basketball court so he could practice his free throws in his spare time. And in the interview with Isaiah that was part of the article, the reporter said, "Isaiah, why'd you make a basketball court in your home? Don't you have enough of this that you have to have right in your home?" And I never will forget his answer. He said, "Well, I have insomnia quite often, and I get up in the middle of the night, and so I go out and practice my free throws." Now, he was a 88% free throw shooter, lifetime free throw shooter, which is very, very good, but he was not 100%. So just imagine that. Here's an all-star practicing the most basic basketball skill in his free time. That's a dedication to excellence, and that is the basis for exactly the same thing that I'm talking about here. Focus on the basics. Practice them forever. Okay, that's it for now. That's mistake number one. Next, in the next podcast, we'll be talking about mistake number two. You know, every salesperson, every sales force has a need to improve continually. The rewards, both for the company and the individual, for improving your skills and your competency, you know, the rewards just go on and on. You as a salesperson, you make more money, you become more confident. You're able to provide options to your family that they would not have otherwise. So the benefits of improving and becoming a more effective salesperson are incredibly powerful. And for the company as well, you know, you can't, no company can survive without effective sales. And in today's world where the products that you sell are so often they so often become commoditized, almost immediately. It's more difficult to separate yourself on the basis of products or service or experience or anything else. The one thing that leading companies, the one place leading companies separate themselves from everybody else, is that they sell better. So on one hand, you know, we have the incredible benefits of becoming more effective at sales. And on the other hand, there's always the question of how to do that. I mean, how do you do that? Well, I've been a sales trainer and been involved in helping people learn and improve for my entire lifetime. I mean, I have a degree in education, of all things, and I'm actually a master's degree in teaching. And, of course, I've had decades and decades of experience as a salesperson and as someone who helps improve salespeople. And honestly, after all that time, we have come up with the best way to improve a salesperson and a sales force. It's called immersion, and that immersion is our word for the methodology that we use. So let me give you an overview. First, we have over the years, and it's taken, 30 years to identify the best practices of the best B2B salespeople. Now we've taken that and turned it into a 16-month content, 16 lessons focusing on the fundamentals and helping a salesperson bring it to a higher level. So the content is the best practices that have been refined and honed in front of tens of thousands of salespeople. So not only are they best practices, but they're presented in a way that is a proven, effective way to present them. Not only that, but we've added in this immersion methodology, where basically we focus on one best practice or process each month, and then we immerse the salesperson in it. He or she listens to podcasts, reads blog posts, watches video, does exercises, and is expected to apply that to his or her performance. I mean, that month, you're expected to practice it. And then at the end of the month, we equip the sales manager with a set of questions. We ask sales manager to gather the salespeople together and ask them the questions. And that provides some encouragement and accountability. We call it an AEF meeting. That's accountability, encouragement, and follow-up meeting. And then the next month starts all over with the second thing. And the results that we're getting, frankly, are just astonishing. I mean, let me just read you one little quote. This is from Jeff Campbell, who is a sales manager in one of our accounts. Quote, immersion has taken us from being reactive to being proactive, and this is a huge shift for us. It really makes us reevaluate the return on investment with our time and how we're spending it. This is huge in the sales world. Immersion has really revealed where we are misusing our time. Has been a game changer for us. We now more closely view our time as money, because as a sales team, it really is. That's just one testimonial of the impact that this program has had. I mean, it goes on and on. So anyway, I just want to encourage you to take a look at it. Go to thesalesresourcecenter.com, www.thesalesresourcecenter.com, and you'll see our immersion programs there. Incredibly inexpensive. I'm embarrassed. Honestly, I'm embarrassed. I just had a conversation with a sales manager who has been following us for years, and he said, "You know, and I know that these things are dirt cheap." And I say, "I know that they're dirt cheap. I mean, each monthly lesson is less than the cost of one lunch. So there's really no reason not to." So anyway, go to thesalesresourcecenter.com, take a look. Okay? That's it. I'm really done. Bye-bye.